Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. A Florida appeals court has reinstated the murder conviction of John Connally. He's the former FBI, Boston FBI officer and longtime handler of convicted mobster James Whitey Bulger. He was convicted of second-degree murder for providing information to Bulger and his sidekick, Stephen Flemmy, that led to the murder of a Florida businessman. That was back in 1982. An appeals court overturned the murder last year, but today the full 3rd District Court of Appeals reinstated it. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri has been following this case for years, and he's in our studio now. David, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So give us a little background just to remind us who John Connally Jr. was.
John Connally was a prince of this city. It's hard to remember and appreciate that he was one of the acclaimed stars in the government's war on organized crime. Before it turned out that part of that organized war was dirty, and a big part of that involved James Whitey Bulger, who considered Connally one of his mobsters. And so he was, in fact, convicted in federal court in Boston in 2002 of corruption charges, of racketeering. Part of that was giving Bulger a tip so that he could flee in 1995. We know the rest of that story. But that's who he was. And while he's in federal prison, he is charged in Miami with first-degree murder.
All right. And now explain the sort of original court decision in this case. He was convicted in the murder of John Callahan in 1982. Even though he was 1,500 miles away and his gun was not used in the murder, right? This is a strange case.
And let's try and keep out of the weeds. But what we know is the government's theory of this case was that Connally, as part of being part of the Bulger mob, had told Bulger that there was somebody about to testify against him who might have been a witness or turn witness in this murder plot, better known as the High Line murder case. And so suitably warned, one of Bulger's hitmen killed that would-be witness in 1982. Now, no one ever claimed that Connally was at the murder scene. At the trial, the jury failed to convict him of first-degree murder and first-degree murder conspiracy. They instead found him guilty of second-degree murder. Now you get into this complicated but kind of fascinating case. Second-degree murder back in 1982 had a statute of limitations of only 4 years. It should have gone away. But instead, the prosecutors argued, well, the crime was committed with a handgun. So second-degree murder with a handgun has no statute of limitations, involves life in prison. And by the way, that gun belonged to John Connally. He had to have it because he was an FBI agent.
Even though he was 1,500 miles away.
That's right.
Yeah.
And here is his attorney, Jim McDonald, the former U.S. attorney in Miami, talking about what happened at the sentencing back in 2008.
So this is where the trial judge wrote a big, long order saying, you are right. They cannot enhance this with the use of a firearm because it must be the firearm used in the commission of the felony, citing Florida law. But then the court said, but you were 20 days late in getting the motion in. I don't have jurisdiction. Therefore, 40 years, John. Have a nice life. What's left of it?
So basically, because the lawyer failed to file within that limit, the judge says, no, you're going to win this, but I can't do it. It then goes on to the appeals court for a long, long game of ping pong, and we get to today.
All right, so today's ruling reinstates that judgment. It was a 6-4 ruling. Is this the end of the case?
No, it is absolutely not the end of it. This comes with a ferocious dissent of both the chief judge on the appeals court panel and the other person who preceded him as chief judge. And what they have said, it's outrageous. It's a direct conflict, they say, with the Florida Supreme Court precedent and precedent out of every Florida District Court of Appeal. I'm reading from that ferocious dissent by 4 of the judges. And Connally's lawyers today said, it's on to Tallahassee. We're going to the Supreme Court.
All right. So what else? What else do we have to know about this case? And just remind us again of sort of Connally's role in this whole sort of Bulger saga.
Well, what's stunning about this, I've called this case Bulger, Connally, and all, the crime that never ends, the case that never stops. Here you have more proof of it. Part of this is the fact John Connally was the only FBI agent ever held to account for crimes involving Bulger. No one else went into prison. Here you have a case with these charges. Even some of his opponents in the it's pretty clear. The judge has made it stated today, Connally's in the dissent, Connally's participation in egregious acts and culpability as a principal should not enter into our analysis. Some of John Connally's biggest critics look at this and they say this is result-oriented justice by those six judges that have reinstated the murder, murder conviction. And this continues to go on, and people think there's a good deal of people, even John Connally's opponents, who think it shouldn't be happening.
Wow. Complicated, fascinating story, as you say, that won't go away. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, many thanks.
You're welcome.